Residents in a homeless camp on the edge of downtown Juneau have been served with a formal trespassing notice by the landowner, the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports.
The encampment off Egan Drive mushroomed in recent months after police began enforcing park closures downtown. Juneau police officers and social care agencies walked through Tuesday afternoon delivering formal trespass notices. Police officer Ken Cullen says the notices explain that people need to be off the property by September 5th or face prosecution.
But also on that sheet included services that can help assist placing them for other areas or other services that they would need from this standpoint.
This land is part of the Alaska Mental Health Trust. The trust's land office is negotiating the sale of at least one of the parcels for redevelopment and wants to clear the area of vegetation. Closest to the road are a collection of tarps rigged up to keep a cooking and sleeping area out of the rain. 45-year-old Tapia Church is proud of this camp's cleanliness.
We got here, it was pretty rough. And then a couple of us just kind of got together and just said, hey, man, you know, we can't have this stuff here. You know, pick up your garbage, throw it in the trash, you know, simple stuff.
He's been here for about 2 months, but admits the site isn't perfect. He says further back in the bushes, there's hard drinking, hard drugs, and occasional bouts of violence.
A lot of it just had to do with drinking. Really, it was just drinking, fighting. That was about it.
Juneau is grappling with a homeless crisis. It's complex. Housing costs, mental illness, and substance abuse compound it. This week, the city applied to the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority to fund a coordinator for homeless services. The request is for about $100,000 annually for 3 years. The Trust Authority's chief operating officer, Steve Williams, watched police talk to homeless residents. He says the agency's board will consider the city's grant request.
You know, I haven't looked at the grant application, but I'm sure it's to try and help pull together the resources here in the community to try and do a concerted effort on outreach and, you know, developing solutions for homelessness.
The city is considering extending operation of the seasonal Thane Campground. It usually shuts down in October, but may stay open longer this year. 30-year-old Nick Beers says the Thane Campground hasn't been very popular with Juneau's homeless.
There's two reasons. Number one, it's quite a walk from town, and number two, they're not continuously open.
Where these people go isn't clear. Many don't know themselves. But Church says they're resigned to the fact that they'll have to move on.
We just want something for a nice little spot, a little hunker down of us, maybe four or five of us or something, and have a nice little spot to a little community getting. I mean, that's what we did here.
Shelter beds are scarce, and social agencies say resources are thinly stretched. The Juneau Housing First apartments are slated to open next month. That will offer shelter to 32 of the most vulnerable homeless residents. But a survey this year counted at least 215 homeless people in the community. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.